Time now for the tafsir of Surah Ar-Rahman. Yesterday, we discussed verses 17, 18, 19, 20, and 21, right up till 25. A quick recap of that. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Rabbul Mashriqain wa Rabbul Maghribain. That Allah is the master of the two easts and the master of the two wests. I explained that two east, two west refer to the different points at which the sun rises and sets between summer and winter. Others say the two east refers to the rising of the sun and the twilight, and the two west refers to the setting of the sun and the twilight. But whatever the case may be, these changes effect a change in the whole system. The days become shorter, or the days become longer, the nights become shorter, the nights become longer. There are various changes which have benefit for mankind, which have benefit for the inhabitants of the earth. So this is what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is highlighting. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Now which of the bounties of your sustainer are you two going to deny? Then Allah says, مَرَجَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ يَلْتَقِيَانِ. Allah is the one who caused the two seas to move, flowing together. بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخٌ لَا يَبْغِيَانِ. Between the two is a barrier which they may not transgress. We explained yesterday about the sweet and salty water. They don't overpower each other. They meet, yes, but the one does not drown out the peculiarities of the other. And there's the entire scientific explanation which we can read up on in terms of how the seas meet and what are the specialities. But Allah once again reminds us, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Now which of the bounties of your sustainer are you two going to deny? In terms of the ocean, now that Allah talks about the meeting of the oceans, Allah says what with regards to what comes from under the ocean. يَخْرُجُ مِنْهُمَا اللُّؤْلُؤُ وَالْمَرْجَانِ. From both of them, meaning whether it's sweet or salty water, comes forth pearls and corals. Ibn Abbas says, look, small pearls and marjan, big pearls. But both are precious jewels, which Allah provides from under the sea. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. وَلَهُ الْجَوَارِ الْمُنْشَآتُ فِي الْبَحْرِ كَالْعَلَامِ. To him alone belongs the lofty ships standing in the sea like mountains. When you see these big tankers, they look like mountains on the surface of the ocean. So Allah spoke about what comes from beneath the ocean, the pearls and corals. Now Allah talks about what's on the top of the ocean, and that is the big ships. Even though man have created it, man has manufactured it, it is only because of the power that Allah has given us. And Allah controls those ships. We may not travel by ship much, but a lot of our life and how we live our life depends on the cargo that is transported by the ships. And I explained yesterday, let's see what happened in the Suez Canal recently. So, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. That brings us to the end of the first ruku of Surah Rahman, and that's where we left it yesterday. Now today we continue verse 26, the second ruku. Allah says, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانِ. All who are on earth are bound to perish. All who are on earth are bound to perish. Allah is specifically referring to earth here because early on Allah said, وَالْأَرْضَ وَضَعَهَا لِلْأَنَامِ. That Allah is the one who created the earth. Allah is the one who created the earth. And we explained that Anam refers to the creation, man and jinn in particular. So everyone on earth will perish and only Allah will remain. Now, whilst this does not specifically mention those in the celestial bodies, like the angels, but the same principle will apply to them. If you look at another verse, كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكْ إِلَّا وَجْهَ. Everything will be destructed, meaning will have to taste death, except Allah. And that's when Allah will say, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. For whom is the dominion and the kingdom and control and power today? So, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ. Whoever and everyone, everything on this earth will eventually perish. No one but no one has the capacity for perpetuity, for immortality. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Everyone has to taste death, even the prophets, even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. Then Allah says, وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. But the countenance of your sustainer will remain in all of its majesty and glory. Everything will come to an end, but Allah will remain. وَجْهُ رَبِّكْ, the countenance of your sustainer, refers to the dhat and to the being of Allah. ذُلْ جَلَال, you know, majesty. There the ulama say, ذُلْ جَلَال is a title of grandeur and greatness used for that being that is revered to the extent that no shirk is committed. So that's how believers revere Allah. Another meaning of ikram, rather, not ذُلْ جَلَال, of ikram, is that it is that being who is the only true giver and bestower of favors and mercy. So, physically, everyone will perish. Everyone. But in terms of our deeds, Allah says in another verse of the Quran, مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدْ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقْ. What is by you will come to an end, but what you have sent forth to Allah, that will remain. Allah will preserve your deeds, and then you will have to give a reckoning for it. So everything will perish, only Allah will remain. Allah is such, after Allah then says, فَبِأَيَّ أَلَىٰي رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ. Now which of the bounties of your sustainer are you two going to deny? Then Allah says, يَسْأَلُهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَأْنٍ. All who are in the heavens and the earth beseech him. Every day he's engaged in some matter. Allah is such that everyone has to ask of Allah. Sometimes the mother will say, don't ask me, I'm busy, now ask your father. The father will say, don't ask me, I'm busy, your mother, ask your mother. People get occupied, they can't handle multiple things. But Allah's greatness is such, there's no limitation and restriction. Allah handles everyone's affair every day, all day, every time, every time. There's only one being that you can ask from, and that is Allah. There's only one being that you can ask for, ask from or beseech from, and that is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So every day Allah is busy with sustenance of someone, the birth of someone, the death of someone, the assistance of someone, the destruction of someone. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Now which of the bounties of your sustainer are you two going to deny? سَنَفْرُغُ لَكُمْ أَيُّهَا الثَّقَلَانِ. Allah says, we will quickly dispense ourselves for you, O you two heavily laden groups. This is in reference to man and jinn. Why heavily laden groups? Thaqalan. Because that which is weighty is valuable. And from the entire creation, men and jinn are valuable. They've been granted intellect. So Allah says, سَنَفْرُغُ لَكُمْ. We will quickly dispense ourselves for you. Meaning, we will hold you to account. We will take your reckoning. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Now, which of the bounties of your sustainer are you two going to deny? We'll leave it there for today, inshallah, and continue the discussion on the tafsir of Surah Al-Rahman tomorrow, bi-idhnillah.